Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So a lot of what we're seeing, and this is kind of scary to me, is, you know, the shenanigans that are going on, the voter theft that's going on. And, you know, as our friend Greg Palast had put out, and it's one of those things where, look, the reality is that the right is doing everything that they can possibly do to stop us from voting. You see that, you know, all of the shenanigans that they're pulling, all of the purging of the voting rolls that are going on, all of the stuff that that seriously has been a problem over the last several years is intensifying. And some of the stuff that we're seeing, I'm really worried about someone like Amy Coney Barrett being on the Supreme Court. I'm here to share some thoughts on, well, where we are as a country. What the theft is going to be is the guy who literally wrote the book on how Trump stole 2020. I've got our good friend, investigative journalist Greg Palast with us. Greg, thanks for taking time for us.
Hey, thanks to be with, glad to be with you. I'm losing my tongue here. They've stolen my tongue. This is, I'm always thrilled to be with you, Rick.
Appreciate it, man. And you're going after possibly again and suing Georgia over people being thrown off the voting rolls. When does this stop?
Yeah, you tell me. Okay, here's the deal. Right now, the ACLU issued a report. If you go to gregpalast.com, you'll see it. The ACLU issued my report that 198,000 people were illegally removed by the Secretary of State of Georgia. Overwhelmingly, it's black voters, overwhelmingly, and young voters. And we have their names. We're not guessing. We're not sampling. We actually have the names of every one of these 198,000 voters wrongly removed. Now, understand, Stacey Abrams lost to Brian Kemp, that little scamp, who's now governor. She lost by 50,000 votes after he illegally removed 340,000 voters, including Martin Luther King's cousin trying to vote for her 50th year in a row at the same station. I was there in Atlanta when she tried to vote. 92 years old, thrown out of the voting station. Ashley Jones, Raheem Shabazz, a whole bunch of voters where I witnessed them being thrown out. But I had the list of the of hundreds of thousands in a similar position. This is how they're trying to steal Georgia. Look, if the Democrats win Georgia, and they will win if everyone gets to vote, if every vote gets counted, they will not only win the electoral votes in Georgia, the Dems, but right now, they're kicking the butts of the two Georgia senators. There's two Senate seats up there. One is John Ossoff, who also an investigative reporter, one of my fellows that I've worked with, and Reverend Warnock of the Ebenezer Baptist Church, Raphael Warnock, who took Martin Luther King's place as the pastor at the Ebenezer Baptist. And they are running, first again, number one, like... Warnock's running against Kelly Loeffler, you know, the grifter, who took a briefing with the president and his advisors and decided to go to short the stock market knowing the pandemic was supposed to hit, while at the same time she's shorting the stock market knowing the pandemic is going to put a knife into the heart of our economy. And at the same time, she's, you know, ignoring the masks and going along with Brian Kemp's, their crazy governor, Republican governor's idea of opening up the state. So crazy that even Donald Trump, he went so wild with the opening that even Donald Trump said he was nuts. But this is, look, it's one state. But in Michigan, we have the issues. In Wisconsin, another swing state. So I have, yes. So my lawyers for the Palast Investigative Fund and for me, Greg Palast, as an individual, we have demanded that the Secretary of State accept our list of wrongly purged voters with our experts. And by the way, our experts include, guess what? The post office. So I want them to sit down with the post office licensee experts, our top experts on where people live, because they said all these people left Georgia. I don't think Martin Luther King's 92-year-old cousin suddenly went on a three-year road trip. No. So it's so bad it's almost humorous, but it's also heartbreaking. And so I'm saying, look, I sued this guy once and won in federal court to bust open his files. And I sued him in Kemp in Georgia. Now I'm going back in, but I'm really demanding, look, he knows he can stall litigation. I'm saying you cannot ignore these voters you've wrongly removed.
Right.
So I hope at the minimum, it'll motivate people to say, if they're stealing my vote, I'm going to go in and vote no matter what. You have to overwhelm the steal. They can't steal all the votes all the time, Rick. They can't.
No, and this is one of those moments where, you know, I've been talking to people who, you know, they want to vote by mail. They want to vote early. And I took your advice. I put it on paper. I filled out my ballot. I took it to the elections office. I put it in the box. They sent me an email, said that they got it. So I know that it's there. So I'm pretty confident that it's going to be counted. At least I feel.
Did you put scotch tape on the inner nope. envelope? I can tell you, because I have to tell you, I was just on with a radio host in Miami, Florida. And the guy said, I got in my ballot. And just so no one can mess with it, I put scotch tape on the inner envelope. And he looked at me and said, I just lost my ballot, didn't I? And I said, yeah, your vote won't count. Okay. Hundreds and hundreds of votes in just New York were disqualified because people decided, you know, you get a ballot and you make a mistake, you reopen it and you seal it with scotch tape. Some people think it's extra security. Don't do that. Don't use a red pen. Don't use a pencil. Don't use lipstick or chocolate to mark your ballot. If it says, you know, sign it exactly as you did in Georgia, for example, if your ID, and by the way, in eight states, you're going to have a witness, and make sure that they are a registered voter and that they sign in the exact correct box. We just had the courts rule that if you sign in the wrong box, you lose your vote. Remember, there's going to be some schmuck in a Hawaiian shirt, some boogaloo boy, who's going to say, I don't like your signature. And in places like Texas, the courts just ruled you don't even have a chance to correct your ballot or challenge the challenge. So if someone says, I don't believe that person's signature, now 141,000 mail-in ballots were junked because someone challenged a signature. Right. Rick, we don't have 141,000 expert forgers in America. They didn't arrest one person. They simply canceled an awful lot of ballots. No, that's the big danger.
And I was going to bring that up because, you know, for me, the real theft is going to be in the courts because, you know, Trump has packed the courts full of right-wing ideologues. Now the Supreme Court is going to be a 6-3 court. And the ruling that just came, the 4-4 ruling at the Supreme Court about what's going on here in Pennsylvania, I kind of expect to be overturned in the very near future once Barrett's on the court. It's all going to be done, you know, under the guise of the law.
Yes, what I'm really worried about with Amy Coney Barrett, remember, Roberts showed a smidge of integrity, which is why they don't trust him. They need that extra, they need Amy Coney Barrett, because he actually sided with voting rights groups so that's why it was a 4-4 decision, leaving the Pennsylvania court standing. But he's been bad, and they've been bad. They required people in Alabama, despite the virus, to have two witness signatures or notarize your mail-in ballot. It is nuts, okay? They're doing everything they can to stop the count of mail-in ballots. If you have the health and if you're young enough and you got gloves, sanitizer, mask, and bring a couple lawyers with you, I would recommend strongly early voting. You know, as Michelle Obama said, bring your sandwich, a chair, some water, an umbrella, whatever you need to sit it out. Now, I got to tell you, while you see these long lines in first day early voting, during the week, after the first day, go during the week, there's no lines. And it's quite safe. It's safe as going to a supermarket anyway.
No, I mean, the reality is, Craig, it shouldn't be this difficult. I mean, we are the longest democracy, the oldest democracy in the world at this point. You would think that maybe, perhaps, we would have figured this out by now.
Well, actually, I'm going to correct you. Not many people know this, but the first democracy were popular elections was in Switzerland. I know that only because my wife votes in Switzerland. She's Swiss. And that's another argument. Why isn't she an American yet? But okay, I'll leave out my domestic problems. But the one thing I learned by watching her in Switzerland is that there's no registration. There's no ID nonsense. There's no nothing. And they have a bigger foreign population, immigrant population than we do by percentage, way bigger. And they don't assume that everyone's a criminal who's walking in to vote. Yeah, and they have no problems. And just about everyone votes because, well, you get fined if you don't. And So it can be done if you've decided that democracy is your goal instead of a mockery of democracy. These guys are coming up with every way they can in the books to stop voters from voting. So you're going to have to protect yourself. Like I say, you could do what Rick did. Get your ballot, fill it out so carefully. Don't miss a line. No scotch tape. If the inner envelope is missing in Pennsylvania, by the way, in your dear state, you have a Democratic councilwoman who wrote the state very concerned, based on experience, that they expect about 100,000 of you in Pennsylvania to send in your mail-in ballots without the inner envelope. It's called a naked ballot. And sorry, you can't vote naked. At least your ballot won't be counted if it's naked. Now, it's crazy. It's in an envelope. It's sealed. They've got to open the envelopes anyway. It's not like it's a secret ballot. When you mail in a ballot, it's not secret. They open the envelope and they look at it. In fact, they look at it to see if you've properly marked it. They have to. So there's no reason for the inner ballot except one more trick, one more jerk from with a Nazi insignia on his face saying, oh, they don't have the inner ballot. It's a naked ballot. You need some. You need poll watchers, not just Agent Orange poll watchers, his 50,000 Proud Boys who are told to stand back and stand by. Why? To be, quote, poll watchers, to create mayhem and hold up the count. So if you're healthy enough, not only should you vote early, that leaves you free to act as a poll worker or a poll watcher. In some states, they're paying $200-$400 a day for poll workers, and they need them. Most states, by the way, you can be 16 years old. You don't have to be a voter. You can be 16 years old and be a poll worker. Do it. This your country's online, man.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a good, great gig. And there's right there at the state website, there's a place for you to sign up to be a poll watcher. Highly encourage it. I've been signing people up to try and do that as well. Because you're right. The Trump people have done a great job of organizing the crazy among us to be the poll watchers. And I don't know that I'm comfortable with them being the only ones in the room.
Really? I'll tell you what. Go to my website. You're going to see something interesting next week at the beginning of the week with the Proud Boys. We have, by the way, our great photojournalist, Zach Roberts, who has basically been embedded with them now 3 years with the Proud Boys and the right-wing groups. He's the guy that took those pictures of the neo-Nazis nearly killing a black school teacher, DeAndre Harris, beating him with pipes and boards. If it weren't for Zach continuing to film this horror show while there was a gun in his face, said, go ahead and shoot. They knew that they were shafted, so they ran off. But he had their photos. Five of them are in prison. So we are inside on these guys. We're taking their pictures. We're exposing their criminality. We've put five in prison. We are there. So I hope that you'll have me on, and maybe Zach, I hope that it will be that he'll be able to get out without bleeding too much. I can't tell you how many times he's been beat up. No, sometimes by the white guys, the white supremacists, and a couple times by the cops. That's another tug.
That's a whole other story for another day. But no, Zach does incredible work. And the photos that he got in Charlottesville, as you said, were Exhibit A in the criminal trial, which ultimately I think we have to show up and document the things that we know are coming, because we know we've been talking about this for months. We know what's coming on Election Day.
And we have to be strong. The other reason I want you to sign up as poll workers counting those ballots is that in 2000, for those of us old farts who remember the Bush Gore campaign, Roger Stone, who's out there now and is actually sworn an oath. He's actually sworn an oath to the Proud Boys, and he's one of their main advisors. Back in 2000, he led the Brooks Brothers riot, in which they shut down the count in the Miami-Dade clerk's office. There were all these ballots that couldn't be read by the machines because they had hanging chads. That's just a little piece of paper stuck to the back of a punch ballot. So, but you can read it by hand. It's really easy to look at. But while they're reading these thousands of ballots, which of course are going Gore, 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 Bush, Gore, 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 Bush, they started a riot. And so it was dangerous. So they stopped the vote count. Catherine Harris, who was Secretary of State and head of the Bush election campaign, said, that's it. No more counting the ballots. I certify George Bush's winner of Florida by 537 votes. Now he's the president. So Bush became president by a riot organized by Roger Stone. And if you don't think that's why he was, that's exactly why Trump got him out of prison. to let him loose with his Proud Boys to try to stop the vote count. So we need people who say, I'm not stopping counting these votes. I don't care what these guys are doing. I don't care if they're smashing the windows. I don't care if they're threatening to burn the building. We're counting the votes. We're counting the votes. We need people committed not just to vote, but to count the votes and not let them stop you from having your vote counted. No games. Oh, they used they didn't put a dot after their middle initial. I kid you not, that's the type of thing that they use to knock out ballots. So, you know, keep in mind we had 5.8 million ballots cast and discarded back in 2016. 5.8 million, that's our little secret that we don't talk about. And it's not just anyone's ballot. If you're mailing in your ballot, according to MIT, you're 260% more likely to have your ballot thrown out if you're black than you're white, 300% more likely if you're Hispanic, and if you are young, 1,200% more likely if you're under 29 than if you're over 65. You know, it's very easy to get your ballots thrown out. And remember, one of the reasons, by the way, Rick, you're wondering why. Well, for example, in places like Wisconsin that require photo ID, you have to read the rules carefully. Most people voting for the first time by mail are going to have to put in a photocopy of their ID. And in Wisconsin, a swing state, the University of Wisconsin state photo ID, most of them do not qualify for voting. So make sure you got the voter qualified student ID. And you're wondering why we have a mess in America, why we have a mockery of democracy, but it's not just random.
Right.
There's no question. Young people, voters of color, they're the ones who get shafted out of their vote more often than anyone. And in other words, voters of color, meaning the color blue.
Yeah, good point. So show up on election day. If you can't show up on election day and cast your ballot with your protective gear and your gloves and masks, vote early by hand, hand it in by hand, just like I did. Maybe we got a shot. Greg, I appreciate the time. As always, you do great work.
Okay. And by the way, we've just put out the audiobook version of How Trump Stole 2020, read by yours truly with the appearance of Stacey Abrams in there. That's free to download. So you can get my new book free to download as an audiobook. Just go to gregpalast.com.
Good stuff, Greg. Appreciate it, man. Gregpalast.com, the website. Check out all of that and much, much more. Quick break. Right back. Stick around.
Remembering that united we bargain, divided we beg. Rick Smith.